The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
9:40 on this Wednesday morning. We all know that prescription drug prices have been on the rise for years, and it seems like they just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. However, along comes the Inflation Reduction Act, which may help some patients. Joining us right now is a public health advocate, a cancer patient. He's no stranger to the rising cost of prescription drugs. In fact, he's the founder of Patients for Affordable Drugs, David Mitchell. David, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I think a lot of people are hopeful, but maybe also skeptical of the Inflation Reduction Act. What do you know about it at this point?
Well, the Inflation Reduction Act is truly historic legislation. It alters the trajectory of drug price policy in this country in a way that many people would have said could not be done because the pharmaceutical industry fought so hard to stop us from passing this bill into law. It does some very important things. Number one, it allows Medicare to negotiate directly with the drug companies and use its purchasing power to get a better deal for Americans. That has not been allowed under U.S. law for almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Number two, it puts in place caps on price increases year over year to no more than the rate of inflation for drugs under Medicare. Right now, drug companies raise their prices once or twice a year, frequently higher than the rate of inflation. And number three, for the first time ever, there's going to be an out-of-pocket cap for Medicare beneficiaries who get their drugs through the Medicare Part D benefit. Right now, there is no limit on what patients can pay out of pocket annually in Medicare Part D, and people pay as much as $16,000 a year. In 2025, that will be capped at $2,000 a year. And starting next year, people who depend on insulin will pay no more than $35 a month for their insulin needs. So there are several important provisions here that both lower the prices of drugs and limit our out-of-pocket costs.
Well, that's huge. That's fantastic. What more needs to be done? What would you have liked to have seen included that wasn't included here?
That's a darn good question. Because of the mechanism that was used to pass this bill, there were no Republican votes for this bill, unfortunately, in either House of Congress. We had to use a process called reconciliation, and we were unable to extend the benefits that will be delivered for people on Medicare to everybody in the private sector. And, you know, more than half of Americans get their health coverage and their drug benefit coverage through their employer. We need to do more and keep working to extend all of the benefits that were achieved in the Inflation Reduction Act to people in the private sector. That's, you know, our key goal. And we have to see to it that we implement the law we just passed effectively, because already the pharmaceutical industry is threatening to sue. The Republicans are threatening to repeal the law if they retake control of the Congress. It's very unfortunate, because what they're saying is we're going to stop this process of lowering your drug prices and let them continue to go up by repealing this law, and that would be a tragedy. So we're going to have to keep fighting.
Yeah, always, absolutely. You mentioned Medicare recipients. What are some of the benefits for Medicare recipients?
Well, I mentioned that people who rely on insulin will have their out-of-pocket capped at $35 a month. Starting next year, all vaccines for adults will be free under Medicare. There's a vaccine for shingles that many people on Medicare need. It can cost anywhere from $100 to $200. Next year, it's going to be free. And there are other provisions that help make prescription drugs more within reach, for example, by extending subsidies for people who rely on the Medicare Part D prescription drug program. So there are many, many provisions here that are going to both, as I say, lower the prices of prescription drugs, but also lower the out-of-pocket that people pay.
We're talking with the founder of Patients for Affordable Drugs, David Mitchell. Dave, maybe you could sort of talk a little bit about your experience and how you came to start this organization and what kind of work you do.
Well, I have an incurable blood cancer. It's called multiple myeloma. It's incurable, but it's treatable for some unknown period of time with very expensive drugs. Right now, my doctors have me on a four-drug combination that carries a list price of more than $900,000 a year. Now, I'm grateful for these drugs. They are literally keeping me alive, but they are wildly overpriced. And I'll give you an example. One of the drugs I take, an oral drug, costs less than $1 a capsule to make. It sells for almost $1,000 per capsule. Why do we let drug companies do this? Because in this country, the drug companies have built a system where it is built to benefit them and not the people that is supposed to serve patients like me and you. And that's why this legislation that just became law is so important, because it begins to break the dictatorial pricing power of drug companies in this country. Right now, Americans are paying almost four times what other wealthy nations pay for the exact same brand name drugs. We're the only country that lets that happen because we have given drug companies this power. And the Inflation Reduction Act begins to break that power.
Well, keep up the good fight. Where can people connect with your organization and find out more about what you're doing?
PatientsForAffordableDrugs.org, just like it sounds. Come to our website. Leave your story of your struggle with high drug prices. Give us your email address. We don't ask patients for money, but their stories and their email addresses are powerful because we can mobilize them and amplify their stories to policymakers and elected officials to help underpin this fight to get people in this country a better deal on prescription drugs.
All right, fantastic. David, great talking to you. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for talking.
You bet. Bye-bye.